AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. South Korea says North Korea fired at least one ballistic missile into its eastern sea, adding to a recent streak in weapons testing. This was apparently in protest of the U.S. sending major naval assets to South Korea. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff did not immediately say where the weapon was launched from and how far it flew. Lawmakers in Israel approved a key portion of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's divisive plan to change the Israeli justice system.
The vote came after a stormy session at the Knesset in which opposition lawmakers chanted shame and then stormed out of the chamber. After they left, the head of the Knesset, Amir Ohana, announced the results, 64 in favor with no one opposing. The result fueled anger at a protest outside the Knesset, which grew louder and more indignant in response to the news. The measure that has passed through prevents judges from striking down government decisions on the basis that they are unreasonable. I'm Karen Chamas.
8 people were hospitalized after a boat left the water and slammed into a house at Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri. The driver of the boat was arrested. A court in Sweden fined climate activist Greta Thunberg for disobeying police during an environmental protest at an oil facility last month.
We don't have any laws that long-term protect us against the self-destructing greed that we have let in full control over the world. The laws have to be changed. We know that we cannot save the world by playing by the rules.
Russian authorities accused Ukraine of launching a drone attack on Moscow, while the Russian military unleashed new strikes on port infrastructure in southern Ukraine. The Jesuits say a famous artist priest from Slovenia, Marko Rupnik, has been expelled from the religious order for sexually, spiritually, and psychologically abusing women. He's still considered a priest. This is AP News. Gene therapy eye drops and similar treatments could help millions of people.
14-year-old Antonio Vento Carvajal was born with a rare genetic condition that causes blisters all over his body and left cloudy scars on his eyeballs. He joined a clinical trial to test the world's first topical gene therapy, and when his skin improved, his doctor, Alfonso Sabater, a surgeon ophthalmologist with the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, wondered if it could be adapted for his eyes. The treatment, called Vyjuvek, uses an inactivated herpes simplex virus to deliver working copies of a gene that helps produce a protein called collagen 7. Drug maker Krystal Biotech made a new version. The FDA granted approval for compassionate usage, and now Antonio can see again and the scars are gone. It's not a one-time treatment, but the insight has opened the door to similar therapies that could potentially treat people with other eye diseases. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.